T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the National Weather Service, check in with meteorologist Kirk Apfel this morning. Kirk, looks like some snow is going to be moving in tomorrow.
That's correct. At least today should be mostly dry, so no issues today. But tomorrow, actually starting late tonight, we'll get some chance of snow, and then tomorrow we'll get a general light snow. The worst of it will be Tuesday night and Wednesday. Similar to the last event, the greatest amounts are going to be across the interior, Boston Hills, Chautauqua Ridge, those areas, although there will be snow just about everywhere, just not quite as much.
Now, you mentioned similar to the last event. For most of Buffalo, the north towns, around the suburbs, we got a little bit of snow, but nothing really stuck to the roads, to the sidewalks. Are we talking about the same thing this time around?
It looks like we might get a little bit more from this one simply because it's just going to be a hair colder, and it really depends whether the snow, the timing of the snow, if it comes in a burst, and if it comes at night, it'll add up a little bit easier. So we might get a little accumulation in the cities, but it's still a little bit early to tell exactly how much.
Do you expect some advisories to be posted before this?
It's certainly a possibility that we will need advisories at some point from this.
Okay, but come on. It's March, middle of March. We have St. Patrick's Day around the corner. Are we warming up soon?
I wish I could tell you there was a big warm-up on the way. I can't quite say that, but I can say that looking ahead to at least the latter half of the weekend on Sunday, it does look like a warmer day. Looks like we'll be up in the 40s. Up until then, it looks like a below-normal pattern all the way through the end of the week.
This is like the third nor'easter for the Northeast in less than 2 weeks, isn't it?
They've definitely had a rough pattern. First, the windstorm, and now it looks like some snow on the way for the Boston area and extending through New England.
All right. Are they going to be hammered again over in those parts of the country?
It's hard to say, but I know there's some watches and warnings up already for that area, so it looks like another significant snowfall. The difference with this one, it's going to be a little bit closer to the coast because of the track of the low is a little further out to sea.
All right, Kirk, thanks so much. That's Kirk Apfel, meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.